Welcome to our Friday night chat. Man, it's been a while. It has been a while. And I spent a good part of the last half hour, you know, asking myself, why am I fucking wearing headphones? Because somebody asked me, you know, why do you wear headphones during the chat? And I couldn't remember why it was. And it was, oh, I know, because of something I have to listen to. I'm not sure. Well, I have to listen to make sure that we're on the feed. But then I guess I could just look at the VU meter. Anyway, we have Jeff here with us. We have Allie, thank God. I say thank God because if we didn't have Allie, there'd be no females on this goddamn feed at all. I'm kidding. I know that they probably hide until we get on the line here. Joey, hey, man, how you doing, Joey? Joey Ponchetti is with us. And if I'm ever made famous, Joey, it's because you you quoted me today, and I saw that, and I said, you know, I thought to myself, wow, that's kind of a cool quote. I hope people like will put that on my gravestone or some shit. I forget what it was. It was like, with enough laughter, you never die, something like that. And then I realized, well, and there's James Kaufman is with us. Mr. Andrews has had a stiff neck for 6 months. For 6 months, is that right? Insert Margaret Mumble here. Margaret, evening, Phil. How you doing, James? And Bungholio Casey is with us. Charlie here. MD Phil fan. MD, you were asking what I think I saw your comment. What was that? That was Lenny Bruce that we heard on the pre-feed. It was Lenny Bruce doing three bits. Transylvania. How Hitler was Hitler and the MCA and Religions Incorporated. Sheila, all right, Sheila is with us. Cool. All right, these are the two hottest women that we got in the whole Phil Henry Show family, you know, or at least the two, you know, the two women have got the guts to step out front. So welcome, guys. I don't know what you've been doing, but we had I forgot to tell you, I got home movies from Big Sur that we got to get on the goddamn site. I'll get them up this weekend, I promise. It's not much. It's me basically taking a walk along this trail that was along the perimeter of the Elcott / Post Ranch property that we were on. And it was pretty cool. And it was creeping me out a little bit because we just watched that movie, The Witch, the night before. And I was, you know, it's just, I'm kind of weird. Yeah, man, that's what it was. Matthew Risher is with us. Matthew, I think I saw one of your comments that you said you hadn't been on a chat since Jason was our producer. Paul Goodman is with us. Mike Nickus is here. I don't think we had the chat when Jason was still our producer. Jason, by the way, Jason Rance is doing, looks like he's doing great, man. He's in Seattle. He's got a show. And couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Great guy. Put up with a lot of shit from me, man. I'll tell you that. Cody is with us. Cody Elms. Cody, how you doing, man? We see Cody a lot on Facebook. And let's see. Logging on from just east of Erie, Pennsylvania, drinking Bird Dog whiskey. God damn, man. Some of you cats have got some shit you're working out, you know. Bert, and you'll notice I shaved because I had an audition where I had to shave and look like a whatever I look like some kind of gnome, like some old gnome or some shit. Bernie G, Phil, I want to ask RC how pissed he was when the SEALs stole his glory and took out bin Laden. Good question. Well, you remember there was a show we did with him. And Alex is on saying that Time Warner stepped their fucking game up. Thanks a lot, Time Warner. You know, like I gotta thank these motherfuckers for doing their job. Watch, now we'll lose the feed completely. Just, you know, if that's the way he feels. Phil, when's your autobiography coming out?
Never, my boy, never.
All right, news about Henry Kahn. We're working on it. You think I'm fucking the dog on this? I'm not. Excuse my French, but I figure we're all adults here. I got to call my friend Jackie, and I have to call a couple people this weekend. Jeff in Bozeman, Montana has been a very, very good conduit information in terms of sponsorship money. And it was a very interesting conversation Alex had with him, and we're going to, you know, look into that. And also we have, I've been invited to do some dates in, you know, Vegas, but that is a discussion that I'm having with those guys pursuant to our doing HenryCon. So this shit's coming together, okay? Just got to understand, it isn't like I got a radio station behind me with $12 million fucking dollars annual promotional budget, and they go, oh, well, let's just do this. You know, we're doing this on our own. You know, we're not bought. You talk about Donald Trump not being bought and sold by anybody. Phil Henry, man, I ain't bought and sold by nobody. I'd like to be, but until then, I'll pretend like I'm independent and that kind of shit. All right. Mike, got to say that this is as crystal clear as I've ever seen the video. Cool. Allie, Jonathan, I went to Temple U. I love North Philly. Oh, Temple. Allie is from, really? East Coast. A lot of East Coast. Bungholio, Cody Elms, Bernie G. What up, brother? Mike Nickus. Okay, we got Mike. Still, the auto scroll is not disabled. Casey Albuquerque, as usual, but Salt Lake is my home. Thanks very much, Casey, for telling us where you're at. And thank you, Allie, for telling us where... No, Allie's in L.A., so she ain't told me shit yet. Jonathan, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I lived in L.A. throughout the 90s where I pound Phil. That's kind of personal. Allie says that Time Warner will have to go the better for longer, but I agree tonight. Okay. Yeah, that's true. They got to show us what the shit they're made of. Hi, Phil, from Drunk Wisconsin. David, Wisconsin, how's RC working out in the prime rib room? RC is just interning. I think he's moved on to the next gig. He's worked for Steve Bozell. He's worked for what's-his-ass, Rudy Canosa. Now he's going to work for, I think he's going to work for Jay Santos next week. There's a lot of comments. Unfortunately, I'm not privy to a lot of your conversation, you guys, so I don't know. Bart's with I Take... How you doing, Bart? Bart, that's a new name. Charlie, Phil, you should look into making a compilation of the commercials you've been doing on the show lately. I just listened to Ricky Boone's Stick from last year and laughed my ass off. Also, Heavens to Murgatroyd from today. Yeah, Heavens to Murgatroyd was cool. I did that. I go, Heavens to Murgatroyd! And then I'm thinking, Heavens to Murgatroyd! What do they do? They always make that into a, you know, Heavens to Murgatroyd. Bob Heavens moves to, or there was a thing in television for the longest time, you guys know, where the name, T-H-E Cat, was the name of a TV show on NBC. You know, Thaddeus, you know, Henry Edward Cat, and the guy was a second story man, so there you are. Bernie's in Brownsville, Texas tonight. Alex is asking if they auto-scroll. It has not, Alex. You know what, I'll live with it, man. It's just, it's so much easier, dude, if it's working, because if I can disable it, because then I don't have to keep scrolling back. Hi, Jeff. How are you? Jeff says, I love the characters when they rap. Can you have... Great idea. Herb Sewell will rap our next Share the Show promo. We're on a Share the Show kick this month. You know, we have a great family of subscribers, and we have great support with you guys, and it's phenomenal. It really is. We want to get the show shared a lot more out there in civilian land, out there in, you know, weird land. By the way, I saw a thing today, Alex, look into it. It was a podcast directory, and it was featuring top comedy podcasts, and we were in there. I mean, there was probably about 50 or 60, but we were in there along with Marx and those guys. I thought that was it was kind of a good little review that we got. So, you know, what do you want from me? Casey, Phil, you got to do Drunk History again. How's the project with Derek? That's a great question. Will I do Drunk History again? I don't know. And Derek is a great guy, and it's going great. And I'm just very, very proud to be associated with him. I really am. And he's right now shooting and doing his thing for Drunk History season, whatever it is. You know, I don't know, man. I mean, I'd be lucky to go on that show again. I just wonder, am I going to start looking like, you know, I guess there's people who've done that show twice, but I'd have to also, I can't just assume I'm going to be invited back on that show. So I would rather what we're doing with Derek, that get rolling. And to that extent, we're doing fine. He's busy right now shooting and shooting narrations and getting the show edited. So that's how that's going. But thank you for that question. Phil, who's Lauren's favorite character? Whew, Lauren is down with... God damn it, I don't know. I don't know. I never asked her. I know she laughs her ass off at what's the cat? The dude, Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag, whoa! She laughs her ass off at that. I know she digs Kenny. I think just about... Kenny, I think, of the most recent ones. Bungholio, has Ipokesmot been deposed yet? Bungholio, to the extent that this is any of your business, but I'm sort of kidding, but sort of not, we're pursuing a criminal solution to that problem. That was the advice that I got not only from that was the advice I got from the police as well as the eventually my attorney. And that's really the most important thing. In terms of money, You know, all I ever wanted was that somebody be punished for the attempted damage to our business. And so that's going to be a criminal, exclusively a criminal matter. And Ventura County Sheriff has copious amounts of material that we've given them. And that's as much as I can tell you guys, okay? It's not really something that we want to talk about here. Even though we're on a closed feed, there are spies everywhere. I was hoping I was right with Jay Santos's Allie. Oh, she loves Jay Santos. Lauren loves you, Allie. She thinks you're great. She loves me. She thinks I'm great. She loves just everybody she meets. She loves, including James. Anybody she met at the improv. She's just a very, very lovely girl. Cody Elms, Phil, you have family in Canada. Are you a fan of Trailer Park Boys? I am, Cody. Let me tell you. When we flew back to see my cousins in 2014, I watched the Trailer Park Boys movie. Now, that was a big mistake, and I'll tell you why. I think the Trailer Park Boys, in a lot of ways, are kind of like the Phil. I'm not comparing myself to them, but I'm just saying it's like the Phil Hendry Show in terms of fan base. You really got to be into what they're about to understand what's happening. And the Trailer Park Boys movie was losing me a little bit because I didn't have all the principles and all the characters down. Look at Bung Holio. Why are you interested in this, man? Bung? Come on, man. I talked about it, and then I stopped talking about it. You know, I'll talk about it, and then I'll stop talking about it. And to the extent that I talk about it, it's just because I want to. If I don't want to, I'm not gonna, you know? But you being all interested in it, I think maybe I'm just fucking around. So, but that's the truth. I you know, it's really... it's really nobody's business. But I, you know, that's as accurate an answer as I can give you, man. Now, Trailer Park Boys, Cody, Trailer Park Boys are great. The problem is I was not totally into the lexicon and the mythology and the whole storyline. So I had a tough time with the movie, but I think they're brilliant. I think the characters are fucking brilliant. I do know that Trailer Park Boys have pockets of intense fans in the United States, but not across the board. And I think it's because, well, what are we talking about? We're talking about white trash. And for it to be translated into the United States, we have to find, you know, our own sort of white trash neighborhoods. And I think that's doable. And I think it's, you know, look, didn't we have What's Happening? Didn't we have Good Times? And we had all these shows that sort of looked at the struggles of black families. I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at the struggle of a trailer park family, but hey, you know. Cody thinks, I think he talked about them before. Jonathan, add me on LinkedIn. Bart, Lauren followed me today on Twitter, out of sight. Oh, I know what I want to ask. I need to get everybody's name, because I said BSPs get followed back immediately on, or get friended on Facebook. So I need to know, well, just give me a, how do we do this? So I'll know it's you. For me to friend you guys on Facebook, how do I fucking know it's you? You can use you can use your username, but anybody can find your username and use it. I don't know. Also, just go ahead and friend request me. Just friend request me. I don't want to get into any, because we have spies. We have spies. I can understand saying Bung Holio. Yeah. You're not an attorney, are you? No, it is interesting. But I will tell you that my attorney and we deposed people. And, you know, we got stuff, let's put it that way. And we also took it to the police. And what I learned from speaking with the police, they got every fucking resource known to man on earth to bust this kind of shit. So I would suggest to anybody, you can pursue a civil action against someone, or you could just simply say, I got to turn this over to the police. And sooner or later, people like this do fuck up. And that's when they can move and take action. And that was the advice we got. So I know. I look fucked up with the beard, without the beard, I think. Let's see, Jonathan, a beardless Phil is a little like John Goodman from 10 Cloverfield Lane. It's fucked, but I had to take it off. Charlie, looks like I missed the boat on this one, Phil. I'm not on Facebook anymore, although I may consider going back mostly for business reasons and other shit. That's all right, Charlie. You let me know. Steven, the new Raiders name will be the Las Vegas Craps. Isn't that... Be fucking with no Raider fans here, man. Bungholio, does that mean you're airborne? I don't know what that means. These guys are getting into some side conversations. Nathan Smith, Ali, I had to get a trim today. I took mine down a good bit for the summer, although I like mine long. Bungholio, Phil, I'm a paralegal. Oh, okay. I got it. No Facebook account for MD Phil Fan. Got it, man. Phil, email to your administrator site. That sounds like a really big, a lot of trouble. The last time we did this, I just said, go ahead and friend request me. And some of you guys actually sent me messages that identified who you were. Am I right about that or am I wrong? I it made it really easy for some people, or for me to add some people. Phil, go get him. You know, a money judgment would never be collected from a loser. Yeah, well, you're right. And it's not about money anyway. I mean, it is, but I'm fully aware of the fact that these kinds of people don't have money. But you can't let people try to take your business down because they got a personal, you know, problem with you. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. If you don't like a guy's business, don't patronize it. Don't have anything to do with the guy. Just leave it. But, Mr. Andrew, I actually had a dream about Henry Kahn the other day. You did? Henry Kahn is significant of something. It represents some aspect of yourself, Ali. That's what they tell me dreams are about, but fuck if I know. Bungholio says I'm a paradrone as well, so yes, okay. Matthew, would you? What do you think of Raiders moving to Las Vegas? I think it's fucked. Raiders got such deep roots in Oakland. I can't believe that they just treat these communities the way they do. If the Green Bay fucking Packers... If the Green Bay Packers can make a go of it in Green Bay, Wisconsin, why can't the fucking Oakland Raiders? I'm not talking about a team like the St. Louis Rams. They were there for a cup of coffee, to be honest with you. In the overall, they were not there very long. All right, 20 years. But, you know, the L.A. Rams were here from 1945 to 19. That was 50 fucking years. And, you know... Brooklyn Dodgers, same thing. If I was in Brooklyn when they moved to L.A., I'd say, what the hell are you doing, man? They almost stayed in Brooklyn, but they got fucked over by the New York, the whole New York, Robert Moses, read up on it. Nathan Smith, maybe we could come up with some sort of BSP code word for identifying ourselves on social media, like chode pie or 9 pounds of swinging meat. We could, but then you just fucked up me using those because I just announced it and everybody, I'm joking. So you're saying, Phil, aren't the people that are on this feed right now, nobody else can see this, so we're all BSPs. That's true, except there may be other people, like, looking in who, you know, are sharing a password. I don't know. Allie, Bernie, it was pretty much me lounging in the pool talking to people. Cody, Allie, we're all disturbed, so par for the course. Phil Fan, Raiders are changing cities. The idea is for the Raiders to change cities and go to another market. The St. Louis Rams are moved to L.A., but the Raiders were given the option of coming to L.A., I think, and sharing the facility with the Rams. I don't know that... I don't know what that constituted, so... Don McDonald, new name... Robert Moses, the father of public works. Don, you may know this story. Robert Moses did not agree with Walter O'Malley's idea to put a stadium in Brooklyn. He wanted to put that stadium in Queens. I believe it's Shea Stadium was in Queens, right? Is in Queens. Right underneath the flight path there going into LaGuardia. And that was where Robert Moses wanted that stadium. And Walter O'Malley didn't want that stadium there. He wanted it in Brooklyn, and he had a stadium designed for Brooklyn. They said no. So he said, fuck you, and he moved to L.A. That was Robert Moses. Robert Moses also wanted to put a freeway right through the middle of Greenwich Village. Literally, he wanted Greenwich Village. He had to be stopped by a group of citizens, concerned citizens, from doing that. You imagine what Manhattan would be like today with a goddamn freeway running right smack dab through the middle of Manhattan Island. Anyway, Charlie, Ken, Forcey, another keyboard man in the chat I see. Cody Elms, I don't see the market in Vegas. It just doesn't seem stable. That's a great question, man. Miami was very transient, or is transient, you know. By the way, this is called A Mexican Mule. And for people who I've seen lately bitching about the fact that this is the commercialization of vodka and tequila, the Moscow Mule was invented in 1941. Oh, okay. 1941 in New York. So in copper mugs. So anyway, James Kopp and Phil, could you invite Derek Waters to the Hollywood Improv gig in June? It would be cool to have him there. Derek's been to a couple of gigs there. Derek was at our first gig in June of 2014. I'll invite him. Absolutely. I mean, he is pretty busy, but he was there. So you missed him. But he was there for that gig, and he might have been at one or two others. Allie is asking, does anybody drink 1738? Phil Fan says, did Robert Moses part the Red Sea too? That's pretty good. He was going to part Manhattan Island. Moses did that. Robert Moses split, or was trying to split Manhattan Island, so he didn't make the grade. Matthew, I'm a Redskin fan, but I'm excited to have an L.A. football team again. Yeah, you know something, Matthew? The last time I saw the Washington Redskins in L.A., they were beating the shit out of the Rams at the Anaheim Stadium on the same night. Now, you guys are too young for this. On the same night that an ABC made-for-TV movie came out called The Day After, I think it was, and it was about a nuclear holocaust. Johnny Carson, the next night on NBC, said, and I'm going to do a Carson shape. He said, yesterday we saw something that was absolutely devastating on television. It was right there, played out before our very eyes, something that was so horrible to see, and we hope it never occurs again. And that was the Redskins beating the Rams. And so, okay. That was the joke. Hey, Bung, I did not say hey back to you. Justin, can I send in my Ted Bell hoodie for a larger size? It only has one visible stain unless you have a black light. Oh, and then it's like, what, is it semen? Sure, no, I don't know. Is it too small, or did you just gain weight? Oh, Justin, Bungholio, Ali, I was quoting Fetty Wap. Cody, go Browns, because Cleveland deserves something for Christ's sake, and no basketball team. And no, basketball doesn't cut it with us. I thought the Cavaliers were huge in Cleveland. Seriously? Cody, you're saying that the Cavs are, like, nowhere in Cleveland? Do you watch the NFL channel? You should watch the series they have called The NFL's Greatest Games and NFL Classic Games. And then watch, well, just watch everything on the NFL channel. Ali Bung, I'm no that ghetto. You're wrong for that. Okay, so what's going on here? I'm not that ghetto. Okay. You guys are taught. You know what you're saying to each other. Let's see. Somebody was at the... Bart, you were at that show. Good, man. Glad you were there. David, I can't lie. The picture of you wearing a cheese head gives me a semi-chub. I would expect that from a weird ass. That's the early intel we have on you. Matthew, that's not cucumber dressing on that hoodie. No. Fetty Wap. Sorry. I'm a lame fuck, but I'm trying. Every day I get up on it, you know, every day. By the way, Ali, can I just discuss something with you? And a lot of you guys may. All right. The other thing is, come on, man. Let's do the Snapchat thing. Now, if you go to Snapchat, we have Professor Emery Clayton on there. Now, here's the thing. Anyway, we have Professor Emery Clayton on Snapchat. Go over there and tell me if you think that that's fucked up. What were you saying, Ali? You're saying it wasn't cool for me to have a black guy face on? I forget. Bungholio, Ali, at least you know how to pronounce his name. Ha, Christian Risher, ha, I got that joke. Cody, they are, but they don't compare to if the Browns made the playoffs. It's insanity if they are even mediocre. Yeah, I know the Browns are huge, man. Here's the thing about the Browns. Cleveland, to me, is the greatest football city in America, hands down, because that's the only city that I've ever heard of in my life that was so passionate about their team, they forced the team, before it left Cleveland and moved to Baltimore, to surrender the team colors, surrender the team records, basically to surrender the history of the franchise back to the city, and they took the team to Baltimore, and they became the Baltimore Ravens. Essentially, the Baltimore Ravens became an expansion team or a new team. That was awesome. And Art Modell was really cool to let that happen, too. But Cleveland, you know, I don't know of any city that's ever done that. Will Beans be on Snapchat? We'll try to make that happen. Charlie, I'm with you on that one. Phil, I just started having audio drop out. Anyone else? Have we got any audio drops, or is Jonathan's equipment just for shit? I must be way out of it because I have no idea what Snapchat is. Snapchat is a very cool social media device where people talk to each other using video and photographs. Very little actual text chatting. Most of it is photographs. Refresh? Yeah. No buffering here. James, you got a good feed. I'm lucky I can do Facebook. Bernie, all right, man. I think Bernie, I would know, well, Bernie's on Facebook. So, Phil, God bless you, Phil, for saying Cleveland, they're the greatest football city. That actually means a lot. Well, I think the baby. Yeah, that's the Sky Baby, you know. Now, I'll tell you something right now. That baby, who was, oh, yeah, that was Hong Kong Charlie, was... Hong Kong Charlie was like totally down with fucking Sky Baby and was interpreting baby talk. What the fuck is this guy, Anthony Bourdain, eating? This guy eats more shit than I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I don't have the TV on. Okay, here is Cody Elm's Snapchat is Don Julio Añejo. Cool, brother. And yes, I'm hoping Don Julio tries to buy that from me. Colby buffering on and off. Ali, Mr. Hendry, ha, you, that face swap wasn't right. When black people say you're wrong for that, it means we think it's funny and should probably be offended, but we're not. Thank you. Now, see, now I'm okay. What the hell are we doing here, man? Good luck, Cody. Refreshing. Fixed it. Cool. Yeah, you know what, man? I think it's just, sometimes it's just a matter of what's happening at your, as the weather people say, here's what's happening in your town, you know. Thank you for that, Allie, and thank you for the continued education I have on being, you know, what the fuck am I talking about? Where did the name Boyd Sweetan come from? Jonathan, I've always liked the name Sweetan ever since the Rams had a quarterback by the name of Kurt Sweetan, or what's that guy's name? He was a blonde-haired quarterback. I hated the guy. Sucked. So I thought the name Sweetan was funny. And Boyd is another name that I think is funny. I just jammed them together. It sounds like it might have something to do with a tan or a sweet tan. Here is Alexis. I just became a BSP, longtime fan, though I got sick of hearing the bleeped out swear words. All right. Hey, Alexis, don't we know you from somewhere, somehow? I don't know. You on Facebook? Yeah. So... Justin, I still have the cassette tapes for you. I'll try to put them on CD because I want to keep the tapes. Justin, please do. And again, we will name the archive after you. And it is a beautiful, beautiful thing that you do. And thank you very much, man, for... because I got no problem, you guys, with friends sharing our shit between friends. No problem at all. I think a lot of you guys need to understand... the law says it's cool. I mean, in terms of the technical thing and copyright, I don't even worry about that shit. If you guys are exchanging tapes of the show, it's great, you know, and we love it and we encourage it. What we don't want, and any business would not want, is when somebody publicly posts it. You know, when you take it and you stick it on a public site and say, here, that's a violation of copyright. You know, I should say that's an infringement of copyright and we have the right to ask for a takedown. But, dude, you know, you got tapes and you want to, you know, make other tapes and send them to friends. How could we ever, you know, not like that? It's a very cool thing. Thank you for not beeping the cursing, Jonathan. You're right. And Alexis, again, thanks for being with us here. Carl Sweetan, James, I think you're right. And I think it was a K-A-R-L. That's what really made me. There's Carl with a C, but anybody that spells their name with a K, it's, I mean, mein Führer. Nah, I'm just kidding. Or maybe not, I don't know. Jonathan, yeah, we stopped beeping out the curse words for a couple of reasons. One of which we feel is to obviously encourage new BSPs. Secondly, for a lot of people that are listening on the... but see, Alexis is proof that by beeping those words, we got a new subscriber. So, if you're a BSP, it really shouldn't matter whether we're beeping words on the public feed, because we don't beep the words on the site. And for our Backstage Pass guys, everything, all the material is right out there. And Sheila, these chats are becoming like a lightning round. Yeah. Alexis, yes, I'm on Facebook. Got a couple of Facebook accounts. Okay. Well, what is that? Is it the same name? Casey on Snapchat, it's Phil-Hendry. Yes, it is, Casey. Or just Casey. This is easier. It's just Phil Hendry. Philhendrie, all run together. Bang. It shows we're friends, but that there is no Snapchats from you. No. Maybe you friended me, but I didn't friend you. You got to ask me, and I'll look for you, man. Don Julio Añejo. Bong Julio, Phil, please don't make me sign up for that morass of shit Facebook. You don't have to. Yeah, no, and you don't have to be on Facebook to fucking go to HendryCon. We're going to do a couple of things for HendryCon. The first thing we're going to do is have a separate sort of, I guess you'd say, just a separate area for our BSPs, and then an area for people who are not BSPs to partake. And that's where we're going to do our marketing. And we're going to do much of our, you know, if there is a social media we need for people to sign up for, it would be in that area. It's not going to be with our Backstage Pass guys. Bongholio asks, and I replace this. Please don't. Okay, all right. Jonathan, thank you for not beeping the cursing. All right, so we're up to date on those. Sheila's with us. Always good to see her. Nathan. Cody says, I like when there is not a lot of swearing and then the occasional F-bomb. It all depends, Cody, on the mood that I'm in that day, you know. And I don't go into the show trying to curse, but if the emotion catches me, Nathan Smith, Sheila, quick fire, if you pardon the phrase, quick fire. Here's a big, long statement here. I play the Teds of Beverly Hills theme on occasion, says Ken 4C. Of course it's cool. Of course. Dear Phil, I just love my bone. Please give me more bone. Oh, yeah. Pete Bone? You got it, brother. By the way, that was very popular bit that we did the other night at the Improv. People like that. Jonathan, cursing is funny. Isn't it just easier to take the show from iTunes? No, because the show the show is on a free feed for 30 days or 6 weeks, whatever it is, and then it goes behind a paywall. If you want the chat and you want the video and you want our archives and you want the entire archive of shows, then you have to be a subscriber to the site. The cursing is back on the free feed, but we may go back to beeping it. Mike Nickus, this week's little things about the show that ever fail to just kill me. Anytime somebody gives a semi-long-winded explanation of something and there's a slight pause followed by General Shaw asking, what the fuck are you talking about? Absolutely. And every single time Gloria Grover appears, love how completely toxic she is. You got it. Mr. Hendry, says Ali, who made the music for Ed Elcott? It's so calming at night when I'm trying to fall asleep. It's from an album called Meditation, and the track is called Breathe. Where it came from, I think we already had it. Maybe it came with the iTunes program. I have no idea. Bart, yes, more Pete Bone and those rumors. Which Facebook account are you talking about, Phil? Don't you have a few? I just have one, Sheila. I have two. Phil Hendry Show, the friend account that I think you're friends with me on, Sheila, and then there's our fan account. I'm talking about the Phil Hendry friend account. If you want me to friend you back, just, you know, friend request me. Backstage Pass people get an automatic friending on the friend account, and then Snapchat will follow you back as well. I can't do it on Twitter because it gets insane. It's meaningless on Twitter, I think, to be honest with you. Yay, no Facebook. Cody Elms, Mike Nickus, I love when General comes in like that. Alexis, one of them is a personal Facebook and the other's for business. Oh, I dig. Okay. I'm also on Snapchat. Love your account. Sweet. Okay, Alexis. Thank you. Bongholi, are you, if you're, so everybody who is watching, if you're on Facebook, I'm not saying you got to get a Facebook account. I'm just saying if you're on Facebook and you want me to friend you back, I'll friend you back for Backstage Pass people only. And then on Snapchat, you know, the same thing. Ken Forsey, who composed the Ted's theme? It was composed by a guy named Eric Hester, who is a musician, and he had a girlfriend of his sing the song, and he gave it to us, and it's the greatest thing. We had to invite Eric to HendryCon, is what we ought to do. His sister is a girl named Nikki Hester, and Nikki is a dancer, and I think the last time, Nikki got married, we got invited to her wedding. I couldn't make it. My life was in ruins at that time, so sorry, Nikki, if I wasn't there. But I hope she's happily married now. And she was a dancer for a long time for Disney. Bone Rising, you got it, man. Mr. Henry, come on. Please allow me to pro bono help out with HendryCon. I'm good at this stuff, and I love parties. Allie, we'll give you some work. Don't worry about it, okay? We'll give you some work. From the standpoint of getting sponsorship money, though, we got to get that going first. Bernie G, Phil, what are the origins of tighten my jaws and that tears it? That tears it is a term that goes back to the first time I ever heard it from old 1940 movies. It sounds lame as shit, but I guess it was really hip in those days. And in the movie Double Indemnity, Fred McMurray is hitting on Barbara Stanwyck, and she says something like, "And what if I happen to have a husband?" And he looks at her and goes, "That tears it." Tightens my jaws I got from a friend of mine, Rob Thyssen. Rob, I believe, came up with that term after looking at people when they get mad. You can see that jaw muscles kind of tighten up. So we all started using it. It means I'm getting pissed. Cody Elm, sit on a BRB corporate meeting. What does BRB mean? I don't know what it means. I'm not up on that shit. I might have to get a copy of Breathe. I'm just recovering from bronchitis. No kidding. Get well, man. And don't breathe any of that fucking mist shit, whatever you do. If you got a chest thing, don't ever, ever breathe that fucking mist shit, man. It gave me pneumonia. Nathan, MD Phil fan, that's not fun. Get well soon. Yeah. Justin, the tapes are from around 97, 98. Errol, one of the bits, RC thinks he wins Publishers Clearinghouse, but he's 16 and can't collect because he's already spent 10 grand on stereo equipment. Cool. Very cool. Don't forget, this summer we have the Lost Miami tapes. That's going to be a killer, man. Yeah, Nathan says, if it gets worse, just call in an overlord to clear that shit out. Jeff, Phil, what do you think of the transsexual use of bathrooms? I don't agree with it unless I go into the women's bathroom. Jeff, I'm all right with it. I don't know. I don't want to get into a big thing, but it's okay with me. Fuck, you know. Here's what pissed me off the other day. You know, maybe you guys saw that girl that got kicked out of the bathroom. She was a lesbian, I'm assuming, because she looked real butch. But she got kicked out of the fucking bath. Now, this chick has been using the ladies' room her whole life, right? And this cop comes in and goes, "You got an ID?" She goes, "No." He says, "Get out." So he threw her out. And that's because I guess the law says if you got an ID anybody you're suspicious of. I just think the whole thing is fucking ridiculous, man. And I'll tell you what else. Any pervert, any sick motherfucker, he doesn't care if it says women or men on the door. He doesn't give a shit. You know, and any dude that's going in there to hit on chicks and he's dressed as a woman, the average woman is going to see that a mile away. Okay. She's going to see that a mile away. But I got a solution for the whole fucking thing. You want to know what it is? If a woman feels unsafe going into the ladies' bathroom, she can bring her fucking husband and her boyfriend in. Oh, anyway. Alexis says, I just got my best friend Tina to sign up for BSP. She digs your show because I play the podcast and road trips. Oh, Alexis, thank you. Bless you. Thank you. That's awesome. Appreciate it. And, you know, I hope that her relative mental health continues. Here's a comment from somebody here. Oh, Nathan, Jeff, Don, Alexis, David. I became a BSP because the public feed was shortened. Sorry for being a cheap bastard. No, man, I'm totally down with you being a BSP. You know, you have to really walk a fine line when you're doing a subscription business between the freebies and the paid shit and the freebies and the paid shit, because it's all marketing. And it's something that it's quite a fascinating study, you know, what exactly drives business. The most successful thing that we've found in driving business, and I believe it's probably true for most, is to promote. And promote, when you do promote, make sure you're giving people something or offering people something so that they, you know, go, oh, wow, you know, this is, give them a sample. And we're always handing out samples of stuff in the supermarket, which when I was a kid, that was my favorite thing, you know, to go. And there's the lady with the samples, and I would wind up eating shit that I just, like, octopus or something. Hey, Phil, my son is 3.5 years old, says Cody. If I send you a picture of his handsome self, could he make the background sometime? Yeah, we'll put it up. We'll put up pictures of, I get into a, you know, there's a problem. If you send me a picture of your son, I got to make sure it's your son. Anybody sending me pictures of kids that are not theirs, I can get into a fucking problem, you know, with their people. I mean, it'll be cool. It'll be cool, man. Let's take a look at what else we got here. Charlie, who is the Swede that you've mentioned on past shows? Charlie, how you doing, man? Where are you at tonight, Charlie? Have we met before? The Swede is my friend Carter Voges. He is a childhood friend of mine, a high school friend of mine. He's originally from Canton, Ohio, but we call him the Swede because he is just a fucking blonde-headed Germanic dude. And we just call him the Swede because that's the first thing that came into our mind. And we just played poker at his place. In fact, if you saw, I did some pictures, some Snapchat pictures, I think, from the poker game. When you put your thing into her, that's romance, Mike Nickus. That was Chef Carl Cedilia. What a sick fuck. All I could think of was Jerry Lewis when I was doing it. I was channeling Jerry Lewis's, hey, lady, that thing. My only regret is that Oscar Slidell never met Arthur Barnes. That may yet happen. Nathan Smith, Paul Dentina. Hey, Paulie, how you doing? Paulie is back with us here. Where were you, man? I saw Paulie on Periscope the other night. Justin, that sounds pretty funny with RC. Hi, Paulie. You're loving the Elcott shows as much as I am. You never finished your comment about RC and Bin Laden. Okay, Bernie, let me... Stephen Miller's with a trend. Would Margaret be willing to debate Hillary? Oh, Margaret's in favor of Hillary. She wouldn't debate her. Okay, Bernie, I got to scroll down, you guys. I'm sorry, I'm going to miss a lot of questions here. The comment about RC and Bin Laden. RC, I believe, flipped his lid at when that happened. I think we did a show where it pissed him off. He felt cheated. And I think that was probably the beginning of the end for RC's interest in going to on to airborne. Remember what he was talking about? He wanted to be an airborne guy. Now he's out of the military academy. He's going to work for his dad. That was the beginning of the end for him. Charlie, Phil, I'm in the San Fernando Valley in L.A. Good to see you, man. I've been coming to the chats off and on for the past 3 months. I met you at the Irvine show a couple of years ago. Great. Great. Thank you, man, for joining us. The Irvine show. Yeah, that was in 2015. That was a year ago, wasn't it? Just a little more than a year ago. Nathan Smith, Alexis, we're weird asses here and not normal, so I think you'll fit right in. Matthew, like David G. Hall says, good Lord, Alexis says, what'd you do, man? Did you scare her off already? No, kidding. Good Lord, Alexis says, what the fuck? Oh. I'm telling you, man, if we don't get this fucking auto chat automatic scroll fixed, I'm going to flip my lid. It says disable auto scroll, which I've done 50 fucking times, and I can't get it to do anything. It says disable auto scroll. Boom. I just did it again. Let's see what happens here. God damn it. That is really... really fucked up, man. All right, so I missed a whole bunch of shit from Alexis. Thanks, guys. Look, man, I got to tell you something. It is not inexpensive developing a website, having somebody develop a website for you. It is not an inexpensive thing. And I realize there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But if I can't have something like auto-scroll, enable, disable, fixed, I don't know where the fuck we are in this world, man. I don't want that shit bothering me anymore, okay? Because I got people here that I can't even see what their comments are. 2014, you're right, man. And I believe the Irvine show was like in September or something in 2014. We did two Irvine shows, that's right. Now, where's Alexis? Because I kept trying to answer her question, and I can't get to it because I got all this shit. Because she's a new BSP man. Here's, I'm unemployed, but I had to become a BSP because the show keeps me sane. How fucking insane is that? It's pretty sane considering the alternative, which is to be unemployed and not sane, and everything just sucks. And you know what? It's only $10 a month, which I think personally is like very inexpensive considering what we give you here on the show. Thank you. Paul, I had to work a wedding tonight, so that was the reason for my tardiness. What the fuck? Can't you tell those people, Paul? Listen, I got to get over to the BSP chat, so all of you people, thanks a lot. Here's some fucking records. I don't know what to tell you. And just start breaking it. Just break everything down like an hour into the reception and say, okay, I'm out. Casey, do you drool a lot during Chef Chedilia's voice? Who is the toughest voice? I do.
You know, I don't drool. I make it sound like I'm drooling. Chef Constantine.
It's just about pretending like you have lots of fat and cream cheese and shit in your throat. You know, that's what that...
The Chef Chedilia. Boy, I tell you, just kind of intake the air like that, you know. And you know how
that... David, Phil, with all the bullshit around, any chance of bringing Frodo the Puppet back, even for one show, maybe Frodo causes the general to flip because Frodo triggers memories of a lost weekend in Manila. Good idea. If I almost brought Frodo back last week for something, I forget what. Jonathan, I think RC would make a good intern on the podcast. Justin, the Witch movie kind of sucked. I thought the Witch movie sucked too until I thought about it the next day. I thought, oh, I get it now. This is about if witches really existed, if there was magic and if there was black magic and if your baby got stolen by what would it look like? You know, what would be the reality of that? What would it be like living with that shit? You know, there's not a lot of fairy dust and stuff. It's just a fucking witch that can do this. And then, of course, my other favorite part of the movie was, well, I better not say. Mike, the other day, an older fella hit a hole-in-one on our course, and the only witness was Greenskeeper, who didn't want to be identified. So when I called it into the local paper, I gave the name Toby Bow, Strad Bow, and Bitch Swenson as witnesses. Hey, Mike, do you have a copy of that, man? I'd love to fucking see that, if the paper printed it. Cody Elms, my brother's actually airborne, actually in JAG as well, currently in Afghanistan. Thanks, your show is messed up. Thank you, Cody. Phil Fan, yeah, disable auto scroll didn't work for me either. Fucking piece of shit. Nathan Smith, David, I love Frodo the puppet. And when David G. Hall got on to Phil about beating the hell out of the puppet, I loved always beating the puppet up, and then I would, like, break my own hand. Jeff, are you meaning to ask Alexis if she's sassy? Alexis, Phil, I said that I was unemployed, but I still paid for a BSP because it keeps me sane. How fucking insane is that? I hear you, Alexis. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. From the bottom of our hearts. Allie, oh, Mr. Henry, you had a classic chat where you just gave up on the show but didn't get fired. How is that? How is that possible? I forget. I think I tried to walk out. Here's Tina. She's with us. She's Alexis's friend, Tina. Hey, Tina, how you doing? Welcome to the clubhouse. Welcome to the treehouse. Because sometimes that's what it is. Jeff says, yes, Colby, Nicholas, what's up, everyone? Nicholas, how you doing? Charlie, Phil, yes, September 11th. Yep, I remember that. I remember that show. Nathan, and I think Frodo the Puppet wanted to change his name for his contract. Yeah, he wanted to change it to Rick Sunderland. Another hot woman, so much sassiness. Hi, Tina. Charlie, Tina, welcome to the chat. Cody, $10 a month is nothing compared to the amount I spend on Don Julio. Now, ain't that the truth, man? I'm putting away $100.50 every month on this shit. And it ain't even Don Julio anymore. I'm so broke, I'm living on the streets on this shit. You know, and I know I can't even afford the jalapeno peppers to put in this thing anymore. Well, the women that we have on the chat tonight are obviously the toughest of the tough. They, you know what I'm saying? Because we have lots of women subscribers, but, and I don't blame them, very few venture into the chat. I got to keep encouraging the female subscribers to join us because they're afraid they're going to get, like, you know, ripped on and shit. And we don't do that. We don't do that. It. We have gentlemen here. They're weird, but they're gentlemen. Nathan, see how I just lied for you guys? Nathan, could RC be Bud's intern? That would be awesome. I don't know why I did that, but I did. Old show bumper music. Love to know the tunes. Last 3 years, you've been good to say the composer. For instance, what, man? I don't know which one you would say. Bud trying to get tough with RC would be hilarious. Nathan, oh my God, that'd be awesome. All right, so RC being Bud's intern, that would be funny. Thanks for the welcome, Charlie, says Tina. Mike Nickus, I'll see if I can track it down. Mike has a possible newspaper clipping where Toby, Bo, Bitch Swenson, and one other guy witnessed a hole-in-one. Larry Spears, welcome, Tina. How you doing, Larry? Now, here's one from Bungholio. Skip to 215. Okay. I don't know what this is. This is a... God damn it. I'm trying to get this... I'm trying to copy the link you gave me, man, and I'm having a hard goddamn time getting it. Much respect for the women. Thanks a lot for that, Bernie. No, Sheila says, no, it's fine here on the chat. Okay, cool. Allie, are you talking about the show where Phil tried to keep... to leave and couldn't get out, but Bud kept coming and going? Which show is that, man? I love it when the General sings his manic happiness over that song, 1999. Yeah, General Shaw is, I was dreaming when I wrote that. Yeah. And tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. Fuck. Yeah, he's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Tina, for that and joining us. I was in rehab and wrote the name Toby Bo on the shower list once. Oh, you were in rehab. One of the staff was going around asking who Toby Bo is. You helped keep me sane in that nut house. God damn, dude. I hope you're in rehab. I hope we're not a bad influence over here. I really hope we're not a bad... Stephen Miller. Mr. Henry, having a hard time typing as I have a glass in hand with blinking lights on it. What is it, Christmas early over there? What do you mean, a glass with blinking lights on it? Phil, do you answer questions in character during the chat? I will if you want. Like if someone asks Margaret or the general a question and they answer. I could. It doesn't quite translate. Well, Mr. Henry, don't say that. I'll grab you some jalapenos. You know, I'm sorry, Allie. I can't afford the goddamn jalapenos anymore. My life is a wreck. Yes, you are, gentleman Paul. But leaving that wedding early, what a lowlife, man. Alexis, I'm as weird as the next dude. I fit right in. Chats don't scare me. Good. All right, part of the people. Or spelling it correctly next time. Ladies, be great in chat time stuff. Thank you, Cody. Here's Matthew. I liked when you played Danzig as bumper music. That probably was back when we had Don Northcraft, who was my engineer at TRN. Don's a super... big metal fan. Larry Spears, good, Phil. Love being here when I can. Larry, are you leaving? Larry Spears has been with us for a long time, but he contributes sometimes. Allie, hey, Bernie, where are you going to be in mid-August around Vegas? Jeff, Phil, we haven't heard from Raj Fanin in a long time. We need some Raj and his hatred of burgers and Ronald McDonald. You know, this has become, it's become like a comedy bit, you know, on this show. I go on the Phil Henry show. And what do they say? Well, they say to me, hey, Raj, you know, do a fat beggar. I know you don't like a fat beggar, you know. Well, you know, people are very angry. I know that people are angry. I'm angry, you know. I love America, you know, but what made me angry? Because I go to get a fat beggar because the McDonald's is not going to refill my coffee? I'm like the next guy, you know, I said... I go to Carl's Jr. every day. I get bacon western and cheeseburger. I get the spicy chicken Jack in the Box. Spicy chicken. Those bastards screw me every time. All right. Luke D. Dean Freakin' Wheeler. Ken Forsey, do you know the app Shazam? I'll listen to audio and can ID it for you. Cody Elms, Bungholio. That's hilarious. Cody. Phil has talked about it. Allie, okay, I'm in Vegas in early, mid-August, so, you know, if you're around, reserve a night to chill with me. Cody Elms, now you be good to that girl, Bernie. Don't be fucking around, man. Allie, oh, I'm in Vegas. Okay, Cody Elms, Bungholy, I'm still laughing. Nathan Smith, hey, Phil, how is your remodel going there at the El Pacifico? It's going great, although the flooring, dude, I got to tell you, thank you for asking. Let me just go on and on about that shit. Goddamn flooring, man, to do half my fucking house in I found this shit that I really like. Because I'm not going to get hardwood floors. No way. You know, all I want to do is get rid of the carpeting, and I want something that looks good. So I'm going to do this thing called Paradigm. This is the beach. You know, if I start fucking around and putting wood in, I'm going to have warped this, warped that. Anyway, found this Paradigm stuff. $8,000 for one half of my house. Anyway, we're going to do that. And the next thing we do is we're throwing out all the furniture and getting new furniture. And then the next thing is we're putting a deck on the ceiling, on the roof of the house. All this shit. I think it's going to take a year, in my opinion, to get all this stuff done. Charlie, okay, let's try it. I was on the road in Dubuque, Iowa last month. Could Margaret tell us the correct French pronunciation for Dubuque? Margaret?
Well, thank you. Who is that?
Charlie.
Charlie, thank you for your question, Charlie. This is, and I know these are trick questions, aren't they?
No, they're not. People want to know.
All right. The pronunciation, and you can laugh, and if Bud laughs, so help me Christ.
Well, I'm entitled.
No, you're not entitled.
Bud, just...
The correct pronunciation... See, he's smiling.
Don't smile, Bud.
Well, don't act like an ass. Go out and get me some cottage cheese and a bagel... And I want some motor oil. Just go and do something.
The correct pronunciation... Let me clear my throat. There.
God damn.
That's right. That's right. Read it and weep. The correct pronunciation is Dubuque or Dubuque. Now, I know what you're going to say.
Dubuque.
That's right, Phil.
Dubuque.
That's what it is. When you say D-U-B-U-Q-U-U, I'm getting stuck. D-U-B-U-Q-U-U, dirty...
Called Dubuck!
I'll Dubuck... It's called Dubucka or Dubukuku. And then you add that.
Oh, is that like the little curly Q in Spanish?
Yes, that's exactly what that is, the curly Q. All right, now if you don't mind, would all of you fuck off and get out of my bedroom?
Sorry. Phil, no worries. If I wasn't good to Allie, everyone on here would kick my ass. Yeah, you're probably right about that. But we love you, Bernie. Tina, not sure who my favorite character is, but Bud would be up there, says Charlie. Cody, Phil, you need to just move to Pennsylvania, even remodel. Can I tell you something, Cody? Lauren and I were looking. Dude, I mean, we were looking at some shit. I said, you know, I got to be in California for my business, but I said to move. I can't believe there was something like 28 acres on a lake near where Lauren grew up in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Now, you know, it's Oklahoma. It's 90 minutes from Dallas, but 28, 30 acres. No, wait, wait, it's not 20. It was 200 acres. 200 acres with a lake or a pond, whatever the fuck they call it. And the money for this thing was unbelievable. It was like $600,000 or something. And you're going, God damn, you live in California, you lose any connection with reality. You have no idea what the rest of the world's doing. Out here, 600 G's doesn't buy you shit. It just doesn't, you know. 200 acres? Couldn't believe it, man. Let's see. Must be nice, Phil. You're rich. Biatch. Chappelle's voice. What's this? What's going on? Phil, flooring. No carpet ever. No, I can't stand carpeting. Cody, I'm just as long as the Amish do it. Truth. Can I get some Amish? What is going on in your head? You mean as I'm doing that shit? I'm just thinking about what people would say. I'm thinking about who these characters are and what they would say. And I guess I do it in a... I asked... Now I'm going to really fucking... blow it, man. They were on the show. They were on my Science of the Funny, the improv guys from UCB. I asked one of them, I said, what do I do? You're an improv guy. What do you call this? Is this acting? He said, no. He said, it's like what Robin Williams did. It's improv acting, but it's a little something different. It's almost like jazz violin. You know, you like, not a lot of people listen to it, but when you hear it, it's okay. You know, so... Alexis, Margaret, I love your singing.
Well, thank you, Alexis. You know, the other day, Phil wouldn't let me finish.
I never stopped you.
Yes, you... Don't you lie now. Don't you lie. You have a new BSP. Don't lie. You stopped me from singing Up, Up, and Away.
All right. Go ahead.
Up, up. Well, I can't do it now. Hold on.
Yeah.
Would you like to fly?
Yeah, I know that song. My mom used to sing it to me.
I'm sorry. Would you like to fly in my beautiful balloon? Well, you know, I don't want to do it.
Why?
It sounds like a double entendre.
Yeah, it really does, Phil.
What do you mean?
It sounds like a sexual double entendre.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, it's Margaret's kind of a fucked up human being that way. All right, are we all set here, man? Are we good? What we're going to do, what I want to do, and I think what the rest of us are going to do, is we're all going to get ready to just be good to ourselves. I'm bullshitting. No, what I want to do here is get all you cats to friend request me on Facebook, and let's do that on Snapchat. We continue. Jackie, if you're anywhere, if anybody knows Jackie in Vegas, I got to call you. I'm calling you tomorrow. We're going to get Henry Kahn together if it kills us. I also had another idea, and that has to do with the improv. If we had a BSP night at the improv, that'd be out of sight. So with any luck, we'll put that together, which means, you know, and we have to go on the road because I know not all you cats are in California. I get that. I understand that. So please don't think that I'm, you know, not loving on you that way. I thank you all for joining us on the chat here. We're going to see you again next week. You know, it's just great to have you guys with us. We had a great vacation. And just remember, I've got those home movies from Big Sur that nobody has seen, only our BSPs. When we put a home movie up on the site, it's something that nobody else has seen. And one of them is of, you know, some... No, I'm just kidding.
You probably put your penis on there.
Did I really...
Shit, man.
Oh, we didn't touch you.
I know.
So that's how mentally diseased I am. So anyway, thank you, folks. Tomorrow, it's going to be our Saturday cinema. On Sunday, it's Elcott. We'll see you guys on Monday. And June the 3rd, we're at the Hollywood Improv. We have Wayne Fetterman, who's fucking amazing. He's an actor as well as a comic, and he's just great. Chris Fairbanks, who's fucking hysterical. And a super, super talented woman named Melissa Villasenor, who is a castmate of mine over on F is for Family. And I just, man, she knocks me out when I first saw her stuff. She's really, really funny. So, and then I'll be there on the 3rd of June. That's at the Hollywood Improv. Love you. Can't live without you. Thank you for being a part of our, Margaret.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Would you like to ride? My
oh fuck, I love this.
Would you like to ride my beautiful balloon?
Let's do the background.
You know what, bud? I'll do the background. Ooh.
Oh, we can fly.
Mr. Henry's Wardrobe by Buford's.
Sing a song and sail along the silver sky. Oh, we can.